As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This is Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Jeremy Hill, Director of Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. Welcome to Issues 2021 in this new year, Jeremy.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to get rid of last year and come into the new year.
Yeah, we like to get that one in the rearview mirror. Would you define the Center for Economic Development and Business Research, what it is and what it does, Jeremy?
We are the data geeks for the entire city and state. So if you want to know something about the economy, we've got the numbers. It's stuff that's publicly available and stuff that we crunch to help give us all insights on where we're at and where we're going.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that term, data geeks. Is that what you said?
we're so geeky. We look at hard numbers every day, all day, run big. And, equations.
And you find it fascinating. Okay.
It is.
Yeah. How long have you been with the center, Jeremy?
I've been here since 2009, so for quite a while now.
Now, what did you do before that?
I was at a similar center in Georgia. Well, a couple different centers. Well, I did a water policy center, a short stint of a couple of years, but prior to that, it was about 8 years of a center in Georgia down in southeast doing the exact same thing, looking at regional economies, understanding what's going on, and helping both business and community leaders grow.
Okay, so where are you from then originally?
Well, my family's from Kansas, Homestead.
Yeah.
And I grew up and graduated Topeka High, but I was born in Georgia.
Okay. Local media pays a good deal of attention to your work and your forecasts. But what about other media around the state and even the nation? Are they paying attention to what you're putting out?
Absolutely. We just yesterday we did something in Kansas City and Topeka, and plus small communities all across the state will pick up the data that we create for them. So we do population forecastings like that. So they use that regularly. Not only that, we go across the state, and so then I engage with media almost on an annual basis.
And, of course, the web page is getting the word out too, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we have. So sometimes the media won't even call me. They'll go to one of our websites. We have one for our main website and one just for those data geeks like me.
Now, is your information being used and useful to local and state government, Jeremy?
Absolutely. So we'll have legislators that will call sometimes and say what's going on with, a sector of the economy or population because they're dealing with a policy. And then businesses will call us too. We've had them local and all across the region who will call us and say they're trying to make a decision of expansion, either locally or globally, and they'll use our data to make some of those informed decisions.
That's what you're there for. We want to focus on your employment forecast for this year of 2021. But first, I'd like to ask for just a general statement from you on how this pandemic has impacted our local and state economies.
Sure. It has definitely put a big shift in what we were expecting the previous year, right? We were expecting some pretty solid growth last year, and it curtailed all of that growth. In recent months, we are still not back to where we were, and instead of creating new jobs, we're just filling the same positions we had before. So we're still kind of in a different position than we previously anticipated.
As we begin the new year, what do you see for employment for the state of Kansas? First of all, let's look at the state. What about the state?
So our forecast for the state is a little bit more optimistic than what our annual expectation would be. But again, most of those jobs are really jobs that are coming back that were offline and coming back online. We actually have an acceleration of our growth because we see less clouds in the sky because of COVID. There's a lot more certainty. And so we see a continued improvement across the state.
So numbers, figures, percentages?
Our growth is around 0.9% growth for the state, which again is a pretty solid growth for what we would do at an annual basis, but still below where we were a year ago.
Yeah, if you looked at that, you've been at this for, what, 9-10 years or whatever for Kansas, you look at a 9-10% growth, how does that stack up with other years? Has there been a bigger year, smaller years? I'm sure than that, right?
Yes. So for Kansas, if you look back in 16 and 17, we went to almost flat to declining, depends on which year. So we had almost no growth at all. Then we were picking back up to around 0.3 to 0.5%. And then now we see that we're coming. Actually, our growth for next year is for Kansas 0.7%, around 9,000 jobs for this next year. So this is an acceleration. However, when you average this out over more than a decade, you'd see that a 0.7% is a fairly decent growth for the Kansas economy.
Yeah, you're talking 3-5%. Wow, that sounds like a huge number in light of what we've seen the past couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about, let's hear what you're forecasting for the Wichita area.
So for Wichita, we expect to see around just over 2,000 jobs to be generated in the economy. This is similar to that same conversation as Kansas, where we are growing kind of where our annual average would be in a good year. But again, those jobs are really refilling those positions. Now, the problem for the Wichita area is, although we're pulling back those jobs in restaurants and healthcare and retail, we don't think it's going to be very optimistic for all sectors, particularly our manufacturing side of the economy. We think we could still lose a few jobs because it's going to take growth in the global economy to really spur the growth and demand in that manufacturing and get more of that supply chain moving again.
Because you're talking about manufacturing, we're speaking about primarily the aircraft industry and Spirit, and the big setback, and not only the pandemic, but that 737 MAX program took a huge hit. Although, Jeremy, are we not seeing some signs that it may make a comeback here in the next couple of years?
Yes, I think we're past that curve of the 737 MAX. It's been certified. It's coming back. I know Spirit would like to ramp it up more. The only concerns now is we just have a lot of the fuselages just sitting out there that need to be worked off. And so we need to open up the economy. More people need to start flying, and then we can start replacing some of that commercial fleet. So we have good news and a positive outlook for aerospace. It just is going to take a while to filter down to really ramping up the big jobs that we were looking at just in 2008-19 that we were trying to get. We're just not there.
I was in a store at the mall. I haven't been to the mall very often, but in a mall the other night, and struck up a conversation with a woman who was shopping for a dress for her daughter. But she was from Attica, in Kansas, and also New York. She splits her time. But I said, what do you do in Attica? She said they have a company that makes parts for airplanes. In other words, it kind of illustrates the fact that you have Spirit out there, and you have the aircraft companies here, the three or four, but you also have so many of those small contractors. Talk about that and their importance to our economy.
Oh, yes. So when I go across the state and you get down to Montgomery or up in Salina and even some other small towns all across the area, they may not have aerospace in the name of the company, but they could be a machine shop, or they could be fabricated metals, or they could even do services. We have a lot of the service side in even in Kansas City that will do all kinds of work and support for the aerospace sector. So when you look at just $1 being generated because of Spirit, it really flows through not just the Wichita area, it's flowing to many other communities across the state that then creates a dollar in their community and supports additional jobs. It definitely is one of our biggest multipliers and biggest drivers to the state economy and Wichita economy.
We look at the overall local economy, and you know, these vaccinations, they say, are going to ramp up in the coming months. I haven't seen a lot of it yet, but will that give the local economy a shot in the arm, if you will?
Oh, yes. You know, even if the execution of the vaccines and coming out gets delayed even more, the more that comes out, it's going to probably increase consumer confidence and being able to go out. Companies can really start relaxing some of the standards and be able to open up because it's going to be safer. So I think that's the biggest driver, and that's why our forecast got revised up from October. We think it's going to continue to do better. I don't think it's not going to be such a shot in the arm. We're going to create new jobs and new opportunities. It's just about reopening up the market and bringing those people who've been furloughed or laid off back in to the job they had before or a new job where the market might take us.
You're listening to Issues 2021 or 2021 here on the Intercom radio stations. And our guest is Jeremy Hill, director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. And Jeremy, we're talking about the Boeing 737 MAX, and we talk about that a lot. But I think sometimes I kind of lose track that there are other aircraft companies here in town, smaller aircraft companies. Bombardier and Cessna, and what do you look for on the smaller aircraft providers? Is their manufacturing going to tick up, you think?
Well, you know, they're private companies, so we don't have all the detailed information, but there's already signs of that improvement in the business jet market because of what COVID's done, and we finally worked off the used fleet. You know, the market's changed significantly for it. So although we've had, you know, it feels like it's forever, but this last decade, because of the Great Recession, really plummeted that business jet market. That's changed now. So we should, you know, shed that old thoughts of what business jets are just dying in Wichita and not doing well. That market's going to shift and can be a lot better as a job creator for our economy going forward. So I think we should be very excited about that one. And the military side was doing really well over the last couple of years. We'll see how the changes in the presidential election and Congress fares on the military side. It was improving. It might come back down, but it's still, as far as I've seen, a little too early for us to take too many claims on how that might change and how it affects the Wichita economy. But they're all aerospace and they're all interconnected.
When we talk about manufacturing, I immediately think about the aerospace industry. But are there other forms of manufacturing as well?
We do a lot of different things. So although we say aerospace, as you already identified, we also have the supply chain, and it could be in the machinery side or fabricated metals or even composites that we're doing. Now, some of that feeds back to aerospace, but some of it feeds to oil and gas or farm equipment or even lawnmowers. That's all on the durable side, things that are hard and touch you can kick. But we have some non-durables that fit into dog food and things like that, too. We have less of it, but we still have some where we're producing food-related goods or goods that might expire in a certain amount of time.
Right. So in this coming year, in the year ahead, what are you seeing for retail sales locally?
Right. So retail is going to be a tricky one because it's with COVID and confidence really driving it. Plus, we got the shot. You're talking about a shot in the arm from the stimulus. The problem is we're still holding on to cash, right? If you're at upper middle income and higher income, you're holding on to cash. Our outlook is going to be optimistic. We think retail sales should be coming back. The only problem is this could be curtailed any given day, given an issue in spikes in COVID or additional shutdowns or policies that might affect it. So if you take out those different factors, because it's hard to forecast those, we think there's plenty of cash sitting out there to come out there and to consume. My fear is if some of those policies get in the way and we just build up more cash, some of those that have built up a lot of cash in their wallet will go out and buy big purchases or big vacations that might leak out of our economy. But I think that's going to be minor right now. I think things are still improving in such a way that we could see a lot more consumption over the next, maybe not so much in this first quarter, but at least in the second quarter, we'll see another big spike in consumption of goods.
Did you say sitting on cash and not going out and shopping, not going out and buying things? A lot of that probably has to do with the pandemic and people just being, when times get tough, their mentality becomes they pull in their horns, don't they?
Right. And we're very good at that in Kansas and Wichita. We tend to hold more cash just because we've hit some more volatile economies and we're used to, bad times being really bad. So you have to save up. And when you hear a little bit of negative news or you don't like the shift in policies, think, well, it's time to hold. And that's a good thing. That's a natural response to, negative news. We just had so much negative news, we've kind of held a little, maybe a little too much. And that's been draining on our small business part of our economy where they're struggling to get that. They need some cash, too, just to keep their doors open. And that's the balance between the two.
Well, maybe somebody will buy a house or something. Let's talk about real estate. Let's talk about home sales. What do you see about the home sales market?
Well, that was one of the big surprises of last year, and the surprise to the upside, where because of COVID, we had this big shift in demand of what people wanted and where they wanted to live. Right, they wanted an extra house for a office space, or for kids to study, or to have more room around their yards because of COVID. And so lots of demand behind there. Now, Stan Longhofer from the Center for Real Estate at Wichita State does their forecast. And as I recall, it was still pretty optimistic for this next year. Not sure how much more demand is going to be out there, how much more of the shuffling of cards of houses will be out there, and how it will continue. Probably a little bit more. But at some point that might slow down in the long run because it was a very hurried pace of how much real estate was moving this last year, and the demand for and value of houses was going up.
That probably would have been a better question for Stan, but he's not with us, so I hit you with it. It's interesting because we've seen it in our shop here, and so many others that if I look down the hall in this building, the people aren't here anymore. We've got a lot of people working from home, and that's got to have would have an impact on business real estate and office space and so forth because people are working from home more. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. The downtown has taken a hit, and it's a hit at the wrong time. I mean, downtown is doing really good, expanding, getting some new life in it and a lot of excitement. And this moved people from working downtown to all the suburbs, surrounding communities around us. And that means all of a sudden there's demand for food and retail on the outskirts and not in downtown. Now, some of this is going to work really well for some people, and we probably won't come back quite to the demand we had before. But honestly, there's a lot of value and reasons for people to work next to each other in office spaces. And I imagine some of that has already been coming back, and I imagine a lot of it will come back. And I don't think that will necessarily deter downtown in the long run. There's a lot of growth momentum, a lot of opportunity. It won't fill back with the same employers and same jobs. New employers will have to fill in some of those vacancies to really get that back to where it was pre-pandemic.
And do you monitor population growth?
Yes. We are the official. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me. What do you do there?
We are the official population forecaster for Kansas. So we produce a population age cohort for every single county in the state. And we just did our release this last year. So we've just updated our forecast.
So what are you looking at for population growth? You want to look at the local area? You want to look at the state? Tell us what you've got there.
Right. Well, the population trends is that we're having a slowing growth every year, right? And that's similar to the nation. We're just slowing a little bit faster than the nation and not growing nearly as fast as the nation at the state level or the Wichita area. But, you know, there's a few drivers for that, and it changes, depends on where we're looking around the state. But if you get to the Wichita area, we have some of that aging workforce, a lot of that who've really aged out, and because of COVID, they've even taken early retirements, and then they follow their kids or grandkids and leave this economy. And that's what's slowing our growth. But I don't think we should take it as a negative thing. Is we do have a positive outlook. It'll be big shifts. Matter of fact, we're forecasting shifts demographically across races that will have a lot larger growth in minorities, particularly here, over the next 15 to 20 years.
Are you seeing the college grads, at one time, seeing the college grads leaving the state kind of an alarm? We had a kind of a brain drain going on there. Is that still something that we ought to think about?
Right. Some of the issues that we had, particularly when you get really personal to the Wichita area, is that we had a lot of the very professional engineers like that left after aerospace. And that was kind of one of the weighing down effects of really college educated people. But if you look at the actual trends, not our forecast, we're filling in some of that gaps. There was some largest increases were of minorities locally with getting higher advanced degrees. So, you know, although it's for any economy to lose a highly educated workforce is not good. It's a driver for economic growth. The benefit, however, is we're seeing, you know, some opportunities and upward mobility for other people within Wichita and within the state that move into this market to advance their degrees, advance their opportunities, and move up in their career.
You know, if I look at this, we were all set up. We have a brand new stadium in Wichita. We have a brand new library. We have, you know, building going up and down the river corridor. It seemed like there were some blocks in place for a terrific year in 2020 until the wheels came off. But are we coming back? What's your general outlook, Jeremy, for the next year or two here in South Central Kansas?
Well, I'm glad you brought up, you know, some of the physical infrastructure and some of the excitement that we had. You know, that's one of the things you cannot just disappear. COVID's not going to get rid of a stadium, right? This is an asset, you know, and it's a value to this community that will help attract new people, attract companies, and it adds quality of life. So when you look at a growth opportunity as we turn the corner, markets open up, businesses want to create new jobs again, they're going to look at communities that have those resources, and that's where they're going to expand. It's not that the economy in the U.S. is not going to expand. They're going to find new opportunities. So when a community has invested in themselves and created this physical infrastructure, this capacities to grow, that's where the growth is going to occur, right? And that's one of those things that's a little harder to forecast because I look at trends, and that's something that might change a trend to attract some new growth. But I will get off my normal, since you were talking about a couple of years, our normal forecast is 1 year. Get off of that for a second and talk about the infrastructure building that we did. I think that would play very well in the long-term future. People might not want to be densely compact in markets going forward. And although we think we're in a big city, we're actually a very open city with really lots of real estate, and even our manufacturing could grow with bigger footprints. We're actually positioned really well with great amenities to grow in the future. So I think, you know, long term, I think we have a pretty bright outlook. And I'm known for not having the most optimistic outlooks, by the way. So I think we have a bright outlook for it.
Well, that's good. Now, you getting some good quality data geeks in there helping you out? How are the students that are helping you? They know what they're doing?
Yes. So, you know, the university's pushed out a lot of students. We don't have any students on staff right now on projects, but we have used them in the past. And, you know, I know actually I've been communicating with a couple in the last few months who graduated and trying to find new jobs within their regional economy and across the state. And it's quite impressive to see, you know, students working for the Kansas City Federal Reserve or other places like that in Spirit. So they get placed and they add a lot of value. Big data crunchers when they can do it. That's one of the biggest demand skills out there to be able to crunch data and interpret that. So the university does a good job on trying to create that experience and knowledge and ability, because employers are demanding that.
I've been watching what you've been doing for the past few years, and for me, I'm convinced that you've had a great role to play with some really interesting facts. We need facts and figures and good information to do any kind of planning, and I want to congratulate you. Doing a great job out there, and thanks for being with us again this week. Our guest is Jeremy Hill, Director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. That's all for this edition of Issues 2021, and we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.